We have Western New York Challenger Sports with our very own Mark Zimmerman. Good morning, Mark.
Morning. How are you, Eric?
I am well. I can get you to talk into that microphone a little closer there, Mark. Thanks. You've brought some guests with you, so I'd like to have you go ahead and introduce everybody you brought with you.
Yeah. So Challenger has a board of about 8 people on it, and our treasurer here, Jim Mazur, and his son, Brandon, which is one of our players and supporters, and Brandon's very involved in all our different activities, so we love having him here. They are here with us. Say hi, Brandon.
Hi.
Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. All right. So Brandon, are you playing hooky from school today?
Yes, I am.
Not necessarily a bad thing. So tell me about yourself, Brandon. How old are you? What school do you go to?
I go to a People Inc. It's a disability facility.
Uh-huh.
And it's a day program.
Nice. Now, do you know Matthew, the guy with the drums?
Yes, I do. He started a drum group. It's called Buick Butterfly.
Yeah, he's a very good friend of mine. And so I know a few guys that you know.
You play.
And do you play the drums too?
Yes, I do. I play the drum and I keep the beat to the drum too.
Isn't it fun?
It is. It's a lot of fun.
Oh man, it is. Yeah, and Matthew is such a nice guy, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's a really great guy.
Yep, he helps keeps things going. So good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Eric.
Good to see your smiling face this morning.
Thank you.
Yep, keeping everybody on their toes, I see.
Oh, yeah. Just keeping them financially stable, so.
Right. Okay, now, Mark, if you could, we have some new listeners since the last time you have been in studio. We've picked up quite a few listeners since then, so I think it would be good if you could give us the history of the Challenger Sports Program, what you do, and where it's located, and really get into that mic because it's way too low for you. I'm going to fix that during the break. All right, so go ahead and do some nice introductions and some history.
Okay, Eric. Well, we are so grateful you allow us on. We have a lot going on in the next few months anyhow, so we want to get the word out. Challenger started about 20 years ago and started with like 8 players, and it was just baseball. And we started with the 8 players. Before you know it, we had 20. Then we needed volunteers. We got more volunteers. Then we had players, so we needed more players. And it just kept going back and forth. Before you know it, we were up to like 80 baseball players. And from there, we learned that there was more they wanted besides just baseball. So we branched out into bowling, volleyball. We do different activities like wiffle ball, putt-putt, all over the place, too. It's our bowling is in Niagara Falls, Lockport, and Medina. And we also noticed that there was a lot of activities that was missing, like dances, Halloween parties, Christmas parties, Easter egg hunts, different activities that other their brothers or sisters or, you know, their family was doing that they couldn't really do the same way. So we started all those different activities too. And then we also noticed that you could help new parents that kind of just found out that, you know, they're in a world that's a little bit different than their neighbors. They have a disabled child and they're wondering what to do, how to cope, what activities and that. So we also are there for the parents if they need some guidance, programs, stuff like that, or just let them know how we went through life and had fun still, not just, you know, took care of our disabled child.
So it's a peer-to-peer program then?
Yep.
Where you can just share your experience and your strength and your hope and tell them what to expect, maybe, at certain points in time.
Yeah, and we have registered almost 250 people with disabilities, and we are doing something every month. There's always an activity. Everything is free except for bowling. There is a small fee for bowling. Mm-hmm. And that's only because we have to register at the bowling alley and pay for each person. But all the other activities are completely free.
Okay, so now, if all of these activities are free, we know that nothing is free. How do you fund these activities?
Well, we're very fortunate. Lockport and Niagara County and Erie County, they all help us fund this. Right now, though, we are trying to fund land on Lincoln Avenue. to build a wheelchair field. We have a GoFundMe page. This Saturday at, I think it's at 6 o'clock out at DeSales, we have a meat raffle, a joint fundraiser with Lockport Little League. It's $15 a ticket or $100 for a table of eight. And we really appreciate if people could come out to that or if they want to donate a basket or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's our current fundraiser for this Saturday. So we could use help getting that word out.
All right. Now, say we have some folks in the audience that are entrepreneurs or just would like to help donate. What is the best way to contact someone for a basket donation or a cash donation?
They can get a hold of me if they want. My cell is 716-696-2463. We also own the Checkered Poppy in Wright's Corners. They could drop a basket off there. We're there from 12 to 5, Wednesdays through Sunday.
Okay.
So there's a couple different ways they could. Just call. We'll figure out how to get it.
Sure, sure. And now if, say, we have a parent or a grandparent who finds themselves with a child that has some needs, can they call that same number and get a hold of you and get some help?
Yes, absolutely. We also have a website. It is wnychallengersports.org. And we also have a Facebook page that's Western New York or Challenger Sports of Western New York. And that Facebook actually lists everything we do. So does the website. But please, if you got any questions, you need any guidance in any way, just call that number, 716-696-2463.
Very good. So you're listening to Mark Zimmerman. And, of course, we have Brandon Mazur and Jim Mazur in studio as well. More with these nice gentlemen after this brief message.
This is Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports.
The leading voice for sports talk entertainment. Fox Sports Radio.
I was on TikTok and saw a montage of Jordan and Reggie Miller getting into it. And I thought to myself, no stars in the NBA are fighting anybody. 2 days later, Jokic and Dort are at it neck and neck.
Fox Sports Radio. Overnights and weekends on Hometown 1340 WLVL. And on your favorite smart device.
Can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Jennifer, a retired veteran. Money's tight, but I shop right by planning my meals ahead of time. When making a shopping list, I check for ingredients I already have, along with their expiration dates. I save money by buying only what I need and sticking to my list. Learn how you can shop right when money's tight. Visit snapedny.org. Save time, save money, eat healthy.
SNAP-Ed is funded by USDA Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. This institution is an equal opportunity provider.
It's the Voice America Knows. Drive home with Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour. Weekday afternoons from 5 to 6.
Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour, the fastest hour in American media. Love and gratitude for your being here with me, allowing me to be with you.
Bo Knows Radio, the Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly. Sponsored in part by Liberty Cab, where you can get $10 off your first ride when you download the Liberty Cab app on your phone. Tune in weekday afternoons 5 to 6 on Hometown 1340 WLVL. Your home for Guy Benson. Hometown 1340 WLVL.
WLVL Lockport.
And good morning, everybody. Your WLVL Lockport Time Check brought to you by Prudent and Kent Funeral Home, personal dignified service since 1876. The time is now 7:52 in the morning, and I'm so pleased to say that we have representatives from Western New York Challenger Sports in studio. So we have Mark Zimmerman. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Eric.
We have Jim Mazur. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Eric.
And his son, Brandon Mazur. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning.
All right. So what a great day this is going to be, and it has been already. So what we're doing, folks, is we're just making awareness. We're letting everybody know what Challenger Sports offers. We're also letting you know what opportunities are out there for you to participate and to help and to have some fun. You know, you can either volunteer, you can donate, you can come to the fundraisers and hang out. And that's really kind of what we're doing. So the next opportunity, you said, Mark, is a meat raffle at DeSales School. That's right on Route 31 there, right? East Avenue at that point?
And Eric, this last year was our first. This year, we're having our second, so we're learning a little bit more. We're getting a better understanding. DeSales is a great place. It's right in the middle of everything.
It is.
And we have a lot of room. Also, with the proceeds from this really help fund our whole year. So it takes care of the baseball, part of bowling, a lot of activities like the volleyball that we have coming up and stuff like that. So it really helps us a lot.
It sure does. That's amazing. And, of course, the doors open at 6:15 on this Saturday the 24th, and the first spin for the meat raffle starts at 7. So you want to get there probably 6:15 just to make sure that you get a good table and good seat and get nice and comfy. We're going to have lots more to talk about with Mark, Jim, and Brandon here on Hometown 1340. Right now we have this, and we're going to go back to our guests in studio. In case you are just now joining us, we have Mark Zimmerman from Western New York Challenger Sports. I got that right, didn't I? And we have Jim Mazur and his son, Brandon Mazur.
Danny Sheen's Steakhouse is Lockport's premier dining establishment, serving fantastic food and great drinks. Danny Sheen.
Well, we didn't mean to press that button, did we?
Danny Sheehan's is good, so.
Oh, we love Danny Sheehan's. Oh boy, we're gonna talk about Danny Sheehan's in about a half an hour, actually, because we're gonna get a qualifier for a gift certificate for Danny Sheehan's that we're gonna give away tomorrow morning. So that's gonna be lots of fun. So Jim, you are the money guy, right?
Yes, I am. I am the treasurer.
The treasurer. So you keep track of everything. So have you been busy?
Yes, I have. I've been very busy.
He keeps us in line, Eric.
There's we get a lot of just donations coming in through friends and family and corporations and, local area businesses, and all that money, we need to, make sure it goes into a certain fund for the projects we're doing. And we have a lot of very generous people and businesses in the area. And, over the years, we've established a fund of over $200,000. And then we used some of that money to buy the land on Lincoln. We used $100,000 of that money. Mm-hmm. So we still have a fairly good amount of money to, use for a lot of our programs. But we also need yearly donations to keep everything going.
Right. And, of course, you're a 501c3.
We are a 501c3.
Right.
We file our Form 990 taxes, tax-exempt corporation. But there's also things that, we need to do, and, there's things that need to be paid for and stuff like that, and insurance and some other things. All of our staff are volunteers, so there's no fees or staff money going out there.
So there's no payroll at all?
Everything goes right to
every single thing. Every single, yes. Wow. That is rather remarkable.
Yeah.
On its own, that everybody just volunteers their time.
Yes, it is great.
Wow. So now this question is open to both Mark and Jim. We're dealing with this Challenger Sports Field project. Now, you said you just spent over $100,000 to buy the property, but to renovate the property, to make it all-inclusive, that is going to be quite a project. Do you care to fill in some of the details there?
Yeah, I'll start, and then Jim can add in, too.
Okay, very good.
This project, there is no, in Niagara County, there is not a turf field that we could use, or veterans, or any other organizations. So we're trying to put one right in Lockport. We bought the land, 7 acres. We're having it engineered for a turf baseball field. So it'd be for wheelchairs, if you're having a hard time walking and stuff like that. This field hopefully will answer all those problems. And so we've been raising funds for that. We have a GoFundMe. We're taking donations through our website. They can mail checks to us. Right now we're at 330,000. The field is roughly about 650 to complete. We do plan on, if we can hit 400,000 by summer, we're going to actually start digging the drainage, and in spring put the turf in, and then keep going from there. So we definitely need help with this. We'd love any type of donation, any type of support. Jim's been working really hard. I'll let him go through the grants that we've got so far. He's been working hard with a group of people to get these grants, and it's really, really helping us. But the dollar donations, I mean, that GoFundMe, if you can put a dollar in.
That's right.
Yeah, it adds up. A dollar, $5, $10, right. Anything you can, we really appreciate it. But go ahead, Jim. Talk.
Yeah, like Mark said, the fields that we want to renovate, the current fields that we play on, you know, are regular baseball diamonds, and they got raised bases and things like that, which aren't conducive to people in wheelchairs who have limited mobility challenges. So we want to build a synthetic turf baseball diamond in that area behind the Alley Brandt lanes. And we've been raising money, going out for grants. We have quite a few grants, and we have quite a few generous donors. Everybody knows John Lang, Bill Zelvis.
Mm-hmm.
He's given us $20,000 over the last 2 years. We've gotten a state grant from Paul Bologna for $100,000. Greg Lewis has also given us a good-sized grant. The Lockport Lions has also given us a $50,000 grant. So there's a lot of, you know, the Reed Family Foundation, New Car Dealers Association. So there's a lot of people that are there to help us. But we're only maybe halfway there. So we're reaching out to other grant funders, mm-hmm, to get more grants.
So. And Eric, the best part is none of us get paid.
Right.
All the dollars that are donated are going right to this project or to our players.
Right. So you get paid in love.
Yeah. Well, if you watch the games or something, you get hugs. These guys come up to smiles.
High fives.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you get paid in high fives, man. That's I don't think it gets much better than that, does it?
No.
No, it's
and Brandon really enjoys baseball, don't you, Brandon?
Yes, I do, and I love it.
Good, good. We're going to talk more with Brandon after the break as well. I might even open up the phones. Some folks might have some questions
to
ask. And it's WNYChallengerSports.org, correct?
Yes.
WNYChallengerSports.org is your website. And Mark Zimmerman's phone number is 716-696-2463. That's 716-696-2463. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're coming in late to the conversation, you can always go to WLVL.com and listen to the entire interview on the podcast section, probably a little bit after 10 o'clock this morning. It'll be how long before it gets on our website. So you can, if you missed a phone number or missed a website or missed a little detail, you can listen to it uninterrupted. There'll be no commercials or no news breaks. It'll be the entire interview right there on our website. Just one of the many joys of technology. Give us a call, 433-1433. We'll open up the phones this morning, 433-1433. We'll be happy to answer any questions you have about Western New York Challenger Sports. So now we have the meat raffle coming up this Saturday, but you also have other events coming up in the near future as well. Would you like to maybe explain a few of those and give folks a little heads up? They can mark them on their calendars. Maybe get your crayons out, folks, in your calendars, and see what we want to write down here.
Yeah, we do have a few more events. We have we do volleyball out at the Roy Hart Elementary School in Gasport, and that's on Wednesdays. Next one is going to be April 1st. The Clarence Church of Christ, they actually do a fellowship volleyball game with the Challenger League players, and that's at 3 p.m. Saturday, March 21st. And then the Elks, who is a very good supporter of Challenger, they have a year-end bowling tournament at Alley Brandt Lanes on Wednesday, March 25th. And you can sign up for that online. It's from 4 to 6. And our last one, I don't know if Brandon want to talk about the last one, the Easter egg hunt, real quick. Go ahead.
Well, we have an Easter egg hunt at Gasport Elementary School. The We have, they get candy, they play games. What else? There's a pinata, there's face paint, there's prizes, and the kids hunt for Easter eggs, and they get prizes. I'm telling you, there's a lot of prizes.
And it's a fun time, and it's on Friday, March 27th from 6:30 to 8:30. All these are listed on our website and Facebook. The Clarence Church of Christ also does a Jesus prom, but that's not until May. That's May 30th, mm-hmm. and that's a great thing because a lot of these individuals don't go to their own, have never been to a prom.
That's
so
right.
They all get dressed up, and the youth group are really great at the church. They dance with all the individuals, and just a fun night.
And Eric, just either go to our website to sign up, call that phone number. You know, just get there. Don't worry about paperwork, stuff like that. Once you get there, we'll get you paperwork to get you registered and stuff. But just come to an event. If you just want to come watch and just see what we're about, please, you know, don't sit home. Don't have your children or even, you know, if you're a group home or anything like mm-hmm. that, please come. It's a great time. It gets you out, gives them activities, and most of the activities, there's no cost.
And that's WNYChallengerSports.org. WNYChallengerSports.org. And Mark's phone number is 716-696-2463. That's 716-696-2463. And again, ladies and gentlemen, if you miss any of this interview, you can go to WLVL.com, hit the podcast button, and listen to it in its entirety sometime after 10 o'clock this morning, without interruption, I might add. No news, no commercials or anything like that. It's just the interview from get to go. And again, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call, 433-1433. We'll be happy to answer them. So now, Brandon, I have to bring this to you. You have been involved with Challenger Sports since it started, right?
Yes, I have.
And so you have done it all.
Oh, yeah, I sure have.
What's your favorite part? Or do you have a favorite, like 10 favorite things? Or
when I hit the ball out of the park, sometimes I try not to hit my dad's car. So that's
oh, jeez. Has that been known to happen?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
Yep. But he also enjoys all the dances. That's
sure.
He's a great dancer.
You got some moves?
Music.
Oh, I sure do. I sure have some good moves.
Right on, man. All right. So I like it. What's your favorite kind of music?
I like Elvis Presley, Elton John, the Beatles.
Your father raised you right. What is your opinion of Taylor Swift?
Like when the Shake It Off one.
Just one?
Just one.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. That's one's enough for Taylor Swift.
Yep.
So what? So now you go to a day school with Matt and Ed. So do you go there every day?
Yeah, every day. It's called People Inc.
Okay,
it's,
what do you do there? Do you have fun there? Or do they,
volunteer,
they put you to work?
Oh, yeah, they put me to work. I volunteer in the community. I volunteer at iThrift, Dale Association, Fruit Pantry.
Oh, what fun.
And I help in, like, a church. Sometimes I help with the food. I help with a lot of stuff.
That's great. So it feels good, doesn't it?
It does. And I'm mad. He had me do Blue Week Butterfly Group, and I got involved in it, and I just, when he keeps me with that beat, I tell you, he's amazing.
Right on. Now, did you tell all your friends to listen to the show this morning?
Hi, friends at People Inc. and my staff. I love you.
All right. So they're listening, right?
Oh, yeah. They are listening.
All right. That's what we like to hear. Good stuff. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Mark, Jim, and Brandon here on Hometown 1340 WLVL.
Thank you.
And you are listening to Hometown 1340 here on WLVL. And we have our guests in studio from Western New York Challenger Sports, which includes Mark Zimmerman, Jim Mazur, and Brandon.
Mazur. Hi.
Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning.
All right. So glad you guys could make it. Now, Mark, you and your wife own the Checkered Poppy.
Correct.
In Wright's Corners.
Yes.
That's right at the intersection of Route 104 and 78, right?
Yes.
Kind of across the street from Howell Motors in that, by the big flower garden.
Right across from Howell Motors.
Yeah.
I mean, we are right out his driveway. And the best part, Eric, is everything we do there, we do programs for people with disabilities. bingo, ice cream socials. We do Bill's parties. Have a lot of dinners like Thanksgiving, Valentine's, Christmas for people with disabilities. So a lot of our money goes right back into the guys that come. People's Inc. uses it for a partial day hab. We do fundraisers. We have one April 25th coming up. Proceeds will go to Challenger Sports. So far we've raised $8,000 and given it away to like hospice, danceability, Alzheimer's, pausability for veterans, different fundraisers for 501s. That's pretty much our whole mission is to give back. It's like our time of life where it's, you know, it's just worked out perfect. We're very blessed in our life, so mm-hmm. The store actually does a lot to the community. We rent the event center downstairs. That money comes in and helps with the programs and stuff like that. So we're very fortunate. The best part is the one day I walked downstairs, all the guys were there. They're getting ready for bingo. And when I opened the door, they all clapped like I was somebody. Right? You know what I mean? So we might not make any money, but I'll tell you what, you can't go home not feeling good about yourself because they're just a great group. And that was one of the other things I was going to say, too, is it doesn't matter the disability, Challenger, the programs at the Checkered Poppy. You bring that person, we'll try to figure it out. We do with BOCES and Newfane, they come with 50, 60 guys at the Checkered Poppy and do bingo or do some type of activity. Leaderhouse bought us a big screen TV to do the big, like the Bills parties. So Tim out there, Leaderhouse Car Wash, he bought us a big screen TV.
Oh, great. Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, and a karaoke machine. So they'll have karaoke night there. So it's just great fun. I mean, these guys just come and when you see them smiling or singing or just having activities that, you know, they wouldn't get otherwise. I mean, if you think of Erie, Niagara County, a lot of these activities, you know, they're just not out there for these guys. So,
right.
You know, it's just important. You know, makes them feel just like everybody else.
That's right. They need to be included.
Yeah.
That's right. In the community, because they're valued.
Yes.
Everybody is valued. Everybody has input in it. And now, Brandon, do you do karaoke?
Oh, yeah. I sing karaoke out.
Right on, man. That's what we like. What's your favorite song to sing?
Blue Suede Shoes by Elvis Presley.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet Caroline.
Oh, Sweet Caroline. That's a dandy.
Sweet Caroline, yes, by Neil, yes. Diamond.
Oh, yes. Yeah, everybody goes, bum, bum, bum. Right, yeah, that's a favorite part, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I might know a thing or two about that myself. Now, Jim, do you get in on the action?
I do not sing, okay? I will dance at times.
Okay.
You know, so, yeah, I do. It's just a great time, like Mark said, being with some of these individuals. You're like a superstar. I mean, yeah. The hugs and the high fives, yeah. it's all worth it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And then to see how Brandon has grown through the years through socialization,
sure.
With other individuals and parent networking, that what works and what other organizations are out there for us. So,
oh, how important is that, the yeah. networking that the parents do with each other and find the services and, like you said, organizations that they can all just chip in and make life better for everyone. And that's amazing. So I think it's time for our trivia teaser question. We'll be back after this brief message here on Hometown 1340 WLVL.